Blessings and welcome to the review of the empowerment session focusing on avatar encodement. A primary intention for this transmission is to help open the channels of perception so that you can embody greater frequencies of light encodement and as a result, continue to crystallize the templates of higher evolution. Now, in these sessions, which are really far-reaching, so much takes place. Sometimes you are being initiated into these frequencies, and it is a progressive undertaking for you. In other words, a step-by-step, gradual actualization. Now, some of you may receive and feel the results right away. So it is really different for everyone and quite unique. Just after the session yesterday, Christoph and I were casually sharing with each other about some of the things that we saw and felt that occurred. Akasha was with us, however, he was transmitting from the Amazon jungle where he is now facilitating a group, and he will not be able to give his sharing live with us in this recording. So, here is the raw cut version just after the session took place.
What they had me working on, and when I say they, I mean just like these higher dimensional beings that are really our greater aspects of self that are helping us, right? And we're just like the channels. So I really don't know all the time what's happening. This morning, I was working on this big wall. It's like a wall of sludge. It's like a fortress. But what I saw in this session very clearly was that when we're getting all this high-level encoding and that's coming in from the higher dimensions and from a completely different morphogenetic field, what's happening is when it hits into this morphogenetic field of like the mass mind or the mass consciousness or like our human programming, it's oftentimes not compatible. It doesn't sync up. It's like it hits against dissonance.
And, yeah, wow. And this is like so interesting you're saying that.
And it's because this wall, it's a wall of stress, but it's not stress that's from like our everyday life. It's stress from time-coded programs. Our human matrix is encoded with the code of time, right? And so that code of time is biological. And like there's certain things that go off in our body, like aging, and it's all time coded. And so when we adhere to time as a linear concept, there's a past, there's a present, there's a future, as a linear line, this causes this wall to continue to build. And I call it the morphogenetic stress web. And so this new code can't get all the way through. It's like when you move your website to another server and you know how sometimes things don't populate.
Yeah.
It's like that with this new code that's coming in. It doesn't populate because we're still adhering to time as a linear idea. And so that creates stress in our body. And so this is what I was working on to help break down and to elasticize the perception so that it will be easier for us to get beyond this code of time so we can start bringing in the avatar encodement with the work you were doing and with what Akasha was doing to bring in this new code from the Christic server. It could come in and integrate a lot better because of this pre-clearing that I had to do.
And it was so interesting what you were saying about that mismatching, because, you know, once I'd taken them up into sort of more monadic consciousness fields and, you know, started to do some repair work there and taking them up as high as possible and worked on their antikarana and looked to get a download of information from, you know, their more avatar self to make it through to their incarnate identity, what was the big feature for me of this session was just the immense expansion I was holding. I was just holding this big expanded field and then populating that with the Aurora Essence and the Christic Server Consciousness fields. And then, you know, what you were saying made sense, because I was feeling those walls you were talking about, and I went in with that light language and went to dismantle them. And then right in the end, I took all that expansion of Aurora consciousness and then just drove it straight into a compression all the way through into their Patakai and cellular level, and then back out into expansion, and repeated that three times, like that, those you know, packets of light intelligence held in the very expanded states, and brought that right into the cellular level and then back out again, and then, you know, expansion and contraction. It was like, I'd done that before, so it was really an interesting experience.
That is cool. I actually saw that happening. I mean, in my vision, I saw how what you were doing was also activating the crystalline circuitry in everybody's internal core.
Yes.
Yeah,
by taking the frequency of that complete expansion and then bringing that into their biology.
That is so great. That is really great. Yeah, good. Yeah, and I was also working on the magnetic aura as well, the going into the auric field and helping people. There was some fracturing, actually, just some subtle fracturing that was happening just because of everything that's happening in the world and all the world events. Just really stressful out there.
People are, I feel, placing too much attention on the external, you know, and reading the news and, you know, taking on board that, oh, some leader or some situation is going to save the day or save the situation, rather than just, you know, really focusing on their internal state and kind of blocking out that external noise, which is keeping people populated in this, you know, lens of fear, which is not helping. So I'm hoping that if people are hearing this, they can, you know, focus more internal on a daily basis and not worry so much about, you know, these messages that populate and bombard us, designed to keep the fear program in place.
Yeah, absolutely. And we have to also remember that we are the way showers and we are the path cutters for this new consciousness. And our main role is, and how we're doing this, is through our own consciousness and the shifts that we're making. So it's so ever important that we keep our focus and our attunement with where it is that we want to go and prefer to go, and how, and the resonance that we're preferring to live within.
That's super important. Absolutely. You know, it's very simple. It can be all summarized in a very simple statement. What you focus on is what you get.
Absolutely.
Okay, so there you have it. And it is from the deep love and care in our hearts that we continue with this pivotal work, all leading up and preparing all of us for the phases of the particle convergence happening around the time frame of this August through December. If you're not familiar with this event, we give a really nice review of this on the website and on the main empowerment landing page at iamavatar.org. Be sure to check that out. And until next time, have a blessed integration from all of this super wonderful energy. And we give you all of our love, and namaste.